Welcome to worship on this morning. We are glad you are here with us at Tabernacle United Church. My name is Reverend Geneva Butts, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. And I'm substituting today for our pastor, Reverend Katie Akins, who is on vacation this month. I'd like to give a special welcome to the visitors who are with us today, and thank you for joining us. We'd like you to let us know that you are here by entering your name in the chat. And that way we can welcome you. We'd also like you to fill out a visitor card at the end of worship. The link for the card is on the screen. I'd like to give a special, special welcome to Chris Page, who will be preaching this morning. Chris is a member of Tabernacle Church and is a student at Drew Theological Seminary in New Jersey. Chris is also the co-founder and director of Trans Faith and the author of Otherwise Christian, a guidebook for transgender liberation. Some announcements this morning. Prayer gathering is on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 a.m. It is virtual and all are welcome. The link is sent out prior to each gathering, and it is on the listserv. If you are not on the listserv, you'll have to let Shell know, our secretary, know that you want to receive the link for the prayer. Bible study is not meeting this month, but will resume on Wednesday evenings in August. I hope you have the date of Tuesday, July 27th on your calendar. We will gather in Clark Park for a picnic. The details are in Tab News. We will gather between 5:30 and 7:30 that evening on the 27th. It's a Tuesday. Please come when you like and bring your own food. Because there will be children present, we ask that you please wear a mask. And now I'd like to ask Lucinda to offer a special announcement about our community meal.
Hi, good morning. My name is Lucinda. My pronouns are she, her, and I have been, before the pandemic, I was leading a group of folks who were putting on a community meal, not only for this community, but also for any in our area who might want to come and share a meal, thinking specifically of folks who might be unhoused or might just need a meal. So we had picked the third Saturday of every month, and we had been having a community meal. The pandemic sort of put the brakes on that, but we're hopeful with guidance from Sarah Hill at the University City Hospitality Coalition that we can bring back the community meal in a safe way. So we are hoping to have the first community meal in a while on August 21st, which is a Saturday. And I'm putting a link in the chat right now. If you could help, before we publicize it too much, I just want to make sure we have enough people who would be willing to help staff, you know, the community meal, who might be willing to grill or serve food or greet guests, might be willing to help set up or clean up, folks who might be able to donate food or supplies. So I'm putting a Google form in the chat, and I'll also send it around Tab News. So if you are able to help, please let me know so that we can start publicizing it if we have enough folks who can help. Thank you.
And Lucinda, will this be outdoors?
Yes, sorry, that's part of the safety protocols. We'll be, it's gonna be a pretty small group according to what Sarah has seen in the local area. So we're going to be grilling and kind of taking orders, giving folks a plate that they can either take with them, a to-go container that they can either take with them wherever they like, or they could stay outside with some tables set up. But yeah, everything would be outside. We would be allowing people to go in and use the restroom one at a time with a mask on, but all the eating and everything would be outside.
Thank you. Thank you. So let us worship God as we join in our call to worship. We're going to begin together, and so I will lead you in this portion, and then Lucinda will take the other piece. As the story goes, God so longed for relationship that God set the whole process of creation into perpetual motion. We remember.
God formed the heavens and all the worlds. God spoke into being the night with its many lights, and the day with its bright sun. We remember.
God made all the fruit-bearing and sheltering trees, all the seed-borne vegetation, rocks, springs, mountains, and valleys. God fashioned all the creatures of the waters, air, and earth. All that is seen and unseen, God made. We remember.
Then, with dust from the four corners and earth from the center of the world, where later the temple was to be, God made us. Temples of earth, blood, skin, and bone, made from the earth of everywhere. The whole world was our home. We remember.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this first song that we'll sing, God is Still Creating, was created out of a sermon that Chris Page preached back in 2018, I believe, for our The Bible is Queer and Genderful series. So I want you to hear this morning that God is still creating in our world and still creating in you. Let's sing together. God is making all things new, giving water in the wilderness, sending manna down to feed the hungry ones, forming cloud and fire to guide and bless. God is making new all around us and from the inside. God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. God is making all things new, giving us the words to speak truth to power, changing bodies and calling us new names, speaking peace within our darkest hour. God is making new. All around us and from the inside, God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. 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 Amen. Amen. This next song is called God Is Not Confined. And this song was written to accompany our Defund the Police abolition curriculum and to imagine a world that is not confined by human patterns, but instead follows the patterns of God. Let's sing together.
God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined, God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined, God is not confined to the pattern of this world. The pattern of the world is carceral, but God is not confined. The pattern of the world is brutality, but God is not confined. The pattern of the world is scarcity, but God is not confined. Yes, we know God is not confined. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined to the pattern of this world. God is not confined, God is not confined to the pattern of this world. In God we know, God will make it so. In God we know, God will make it so. Confined to the pattern of this world. We will not confine to the pattern of this world. We will not confine to the pattern of this world. We will not confine, we will not confine to the pattern of this world. The pattern of the world is carceral, and we have been confined. The pattern of the world is brutality, and we have been confined. The pattern of the world is scarcity, and we have been confined. But in God we will not confine, we will not confine to the pattern of this world. We will not confine to the pattern of this world. We will not confine to the pattern of this world. Sing it with me, sing. We will not confine to the pattern of this world. We will not confine, we will not confine to the pattern of this world. In God we go, we will make it so.
Creator God, we know that you breathed a soul into the nostrils of the first earth creature, and they became a living, soul-filled being, a living temple of earth and blood, endowed by you with a breathing soul. In that moment of creation, all humanity took a deep, quickening breath and received a soul. God, you remind us with each breath we take that something lives in us. With this breath of life, we were formed for freedom, endowed with the ability and the responsibility to make choices. We are grateful for your invitation into partnership in the ever-evolving creation of the world to come. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession. O God, you are the spring of living water that flows through all of life as we know it. Yet our sacred stories remind us that we as people have turned away from you as our source time and time again. We have imagined a mechanistic world that we can make and remake as we see fit. In our efforts to possess, control, and consume your marvelous creation, we too often forget that you are still and always as close to us as the air we breathe and the blood that pulses through our veins. Hear now these words of assurance. Oh God, thank you for inviting us again and again to remember. We can see you in the cathedral of clouds above us or the rain that falls down upon us. We can listen for you in the trickle of the Wissahickon or the foaming falls of the Schuylkill River and the waves of the Atlantic Ocean down the shore. Your divine imagination even allows us to recognize the living water running under our feet in the groundwater, rising through our indoor plumbing to care for our daily needs. Help us protect and proclaim the wonders of your world. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I love the comes, I'll hasten to.
That we are formed in God's freedom, let us pass the peace of Christ to one another. You may unmute yourself and go to gallery view as we see all of us who are gathered this day. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with
you.
Good morning.
Peace to everyone.
Peace. Good morning.
Peace be with you, Ellen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Bacall. It's great to be here.
Good morning, Sheila. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see you, Anna.
Good morning, Jenny.
Peace, Pax.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, Ed.
Peace be with you.
Peace, Ellen.
Owen.
Good morning.
Hi, Ellen.
Peace, Dana.
Hey. Peace to Todd.
Peace. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Lynn. Hello.
Hi, Annie Laura.
Good morning.
Hi, Laura.
Peace to you, Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, Priscilla.
Morning.
Hi, Gina.
Morning.
Peace, Laura.
Hello, Jim Gerhardt in the dark.
Jim Gerhardt in the dark.
Just a bad camera.
Thanks, Jennifer and Rose.
Hi, Ed. Ed Dugan. Hi.
Hi, whoever.
Taylor.
Hi, Priscilla.
Yeah. Hi. Watch something.
Hi, Geneva.
Hi.
Whoa. Peace, Christopher Purdom.
Hi, Buki.
Peace, Pax.
Peace to you.
I see that you had a birthday recently.
I did.
Ah. Oh, getting older.
There we go. Okay.
Todd's lost 10 pounds.
You're not moving. Oh my gosh, Todd, I didn't even notice. Look at you.
His beard.
Ah.
Was that a bet, Todd?
Something smart, Alec, and then I thought better of it, but he really did shave his beard off. Or most of it.
Things are changing back.
We're going to try and keep the good and get rid of the, you know, there not you good go. From the before times.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah, I haven't seen you in so long.
Looking good, looking good.
Sarah Hill, yes.
Good morning, Levi.
Here's Levi. Where are you?
Hi, Levi.
Peace be with you, Anna.
Nice shirt, Rose. Oh. The first reading this morning comes from the book of Daniel. And I'll be reading verses 23, 26, and 28. I thank God, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. The king asked Daniel, "Are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it?" Daniel replied, "No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite the children and anyone else who would like to join to come closer for the children's time. And if you'd like to be part of that small group in the middle of our screen, you can go down to your reactions button on the bottom right-hand side of your Zoom menu and click raise hand at this time. So let's sing to invite all those folks forward.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
Hello, everyone. Today, I wanted us to talk about making changes fast and making changes slow, and what kinds of things we can change fast and what kind of things we can change slow. I made, over the pandemic time, a very slow change, which you all saw, which is I grew my beard longer and longer and longer until I looked more and more like Santa Claus. And then I was on a vacation with my family and I wanted to go back to how my beard was. That was a fast change. And we've made some changes in our church fast and some we've made slow. So I have a light here. We used to meet in person and right now we meet online. And that was a change that we made pretty fast, right? We made that just like, boom, we got some equipment and we like turned it on. And we were doing that all of a sudden, right? It was a really, really fast change. But there are other things that change really slow. And so I don't know if you can see, but I'm gonna get really close. These are grass clippings from my yard. So when we mow the grass, if it's too long, we have to gather it all up and we put it way in the backyard in our compost pile. And so we put it way, way in the back and it starts out looking like this. We mowed the grass yesterday and I got this from our yard this morning. And so it still looks like it did yesterday, right? It looks like green grass. But then I went to the bottom of the compost pile where it had been for a really long time. And that part looks like this. It looks really different from this, right? So this is new and this has had a lot of time. And also I'm gonna look around in here. There are a couple worms. Here's one, right? So here's one of the ways we made that happen, which is worms go in there and they move around and there are lots and lots and lots of really tiny animals. And over time, they turn this into this. And I put this in my garden, and then I have to back up a little bit. Something like this happens, right? This is a zucchini that I let go too long in my garden, and now it's like the size of a baseball bat, right? So you can get really, really, really big things from stuff that's happened over time, right? And our church is like that too. So technology, quick and fast, right? I think one of the things that's much slower is things that we think and talk about, like justice. Like, how do we treat each other right? How can we sort of make sure everyone else who lives around us is also treating everyone else right? And that is hard, and it takes a long time. And so sometimes we start out with things like this. So I've been coming to our church soon for 25 years. I was like a young adult when I started, and now I'm like in the middle, right? And I was thinking about who has been at our church the longest. And I think I've got this right when I say Chris Purdom has been at our church the longest. And as best I can tell, Chris Purdom has been coming to our church for 50 years. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times 10, 50 years. That's a lot. And maybe someday one of you that I'm seeing on the screen with us will be at our church for 50 years. And you'll have started out, right, as one way, and you might be changed into a different way. That's what happened to me. I didn't used to be this color. I'm a different color now. And you can be one of the things like the worms who can work for justice to change something that is one way into something that can grow another thing. And over time, we can make a big thing happen together, right? Now, a zucchini is not justice, and justice is not a zucchini, but I want you to keep in mind that if we keep working on something over time together, we can make big things happen. Let's say a prayer. God, help us remember that we're all like compost. We need time. We need to be turned and mixed with everyone else, and that from that, can come a big thing that takes time. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. This morning, Chris Page asked if I would play Simple Gifts, and this is a song that I haven't thought about or sung in a long time, but I think many of us know it. If you don't, I think you'll learn it quickly. But I invite you to reflect on the simplicity of the song and the simplicity of the text and what it's saying. Let's sing together this morning. The gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. Simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right.
Good morning. I am Chris Page, and my pronouns are they and them. I have to say, it is always a privilege and a delight to work with the Tabernacle Worship team, whoever that is in a given week, and Todd hit it right on the nose. Lucinda was a great support to me as I was preparing, and I just want to take this moment to thank Shell for the great work that you do behind the scenes, not least of all, making a compost pile look so beautiful on this slide. So the call to worship and the first prayer this morning were adapted from Liam Hooper's contribution to Otherwise Christian 2, Stories of Resistance, that I edited. And this poem I'm about to read is how he opens his first book, Transforming Proclamation, A Transgender Theology of Daring Existence. This is To Tell You Everything by Liam Hooper. I want to tell you of the night I walked after dusk with the deer. I want to tell you so that you might see it. I want really to tell you everything that feels needful, but will start with this, that the tree leaves turned outward in wait of coming rain, shimmered silver in the fading light. Before a rain, deer will run, feed, find shelter in the forest at the gravel road's edge, glimmering flashes of stark still eyes shining in the canopy sprays of rising moonlight falling above, here, there, and over there as well. Starlight pins pierced the woodland scrim of sky. I stood silent, receiving their presence and offering, the empty road, a welcome stillness in time. The buck stepped out of the dark, points proudly forward so near I could touch them. The doe followed, slowed and pausing like this, turning her head my way. An invitation, perhaps, to walk softly just behind as she led her fawns into the cover of the woods and glanced back, only a moment, then quietly moving farther into the trees, they left me alone. In the grace of their passing, this telling is for you, a thing I long to show you, my response to something the world, alive, tells us endlessly, that God comes to us everywhere. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. I want to get on gallery so I can see you all. So I went to seminary. I am 1 year into seminary, and I want to tell you everything. I want to tell you about annotated bibliographies and academic databases. I want to tell you about my 5-year credentialing plan and my hopes to impact transgender and intersex spiritual care in the rising number of multidisciplinary hospital gender clinics around the world. But most of all, I want to tell you about composting. I've started identifying as an ethnic Calvinist. For me, this is a way of both claiming my heritage and distancing myself from it at the same time. Calvinism is prominent in Tabernacle's Presbyterian roots, but those influences are also present, particularly in the Congregational and Reformed history on our United Church of Christ side. As for me, I was baptized in the Christian Reformed Church, like Ken Gritter at Tabernacle, and my mom now also went to Calvin College. There's more to be said about these ancestral traditions. For today, I will acknowledge that. In my early years, I came to understand that I stand alone before the judgment of God Almighty. Of course, many of us arrived at Tabernacle because we're looking for something more spacious than the Christianity of our parents and grandparents. But this idea of standing as a lone individual is particularly seductive given the culture we live in. It can serve to obscure the many ways our ancestors and communities shape us, shape who we are and who we are becoming, even as we make our own choices about where we are going. Now, Drew Theological School, where I'm taking most of my classes, is ironically United Methodist, and that's a whole other sermon for another day. But higher education as a whole is rooted in a great deal of linear thinking and writing in straight lines, straight lines, pun intended. Yet in this sermon, I want to offer you more of a circle or a spiral or maybe a collage. I want to point not to science or cause and effect, but to the great dance of creation. I want to remind us that the mysteries of the cosmos are more than intellectual propositions. The real mystery happens in relationship. We are more than a sum of our individual, isolated, lonely parts. Just like the power of a dance performance is not simply about body mechanics, but about the collective impact of what we do together. So I invite you to dance with me this morning. As I move through my comments, feel the rhythms and the pulse of my offering. Grab on to whatever resonates with you and make it your own. Drew is also a green seminary. That means that environmental concerns are integrated into the life of the community in concrete and principled ways, from the seminary garden to curricular commitments about climate change. I know people imagine you go to seminary to learn about the Bible, and there are also a ton of Bible scholars at Drew. God help me, pray for me. I will make it through nonetheless. But in the required environmental class, we were asked to make one lifestyle change for the environment. I decided to work on reducing my meat consumption because beef and pork have an extremely high carbon footprint. But somewhere along the way in spring semester, I was also inspired to experiment with composting. At first, I wasn't really sure I could do it. I didn't want to invest too much money in what might be a passing fad. So I found two old plastic storage bins. One literally says Christmas decorations. I found them in my basement and made a do-it-yourself compost bin with a utility knife. I put holes in the bottom of the top bin so it can drain into the bottom bin. And this generally keeps then the compost in the top bin from getting soggy. And then the bottom bin becomes a juicy compost soup that I can use to water my container garden. So I started layering kitchen scraps with newspaper and leaves. Soon my mom wanted to get on the action. She's a farmer's daughter, but she would put her kitchen scraps in the blender before sending them over to my house. And I realized that chopping things up was a great innovation. And I started chopping my scraps too. Apparently this is actually called blender composting. Not everybody has a big backyard like Todd. Next thing you know, I had ordered a heavy duty shredder so I could turn my Amazon boxes into compost too. Shredding the newspapers into smaller pieces also expedites the composting process. I know home delivery is bad for the environment and Amazon is the evil empire, but I don't want to lie to you about my life and pretend I have all the answers and I'm doing everything right. I have to start where I am. And this is how it's working at my house. Suddenly, our kitchen trash bags were not so smelly. They would take 2 or 3 weeks before they needed to be emptied. I rarely even go to the recycle station in our neighborhood because most of the paper and cardboard is going into compost. We just don't accumulate as much as we used to. It's been amazing to realize how much organic matter I had been sending to the landfill. Now, to be quite honest, I've never been much on the Save the Earth bandwagon. I have spent most of my life trying to let go of guilt and shame as a queer and transgender person. So stressing over my carbon footprint just makes me anxious. I'm not saying we shouldn't worry. I'm not saying we shouldn't change our habits. But I am saying that I had never found a healthy way to emotionally engage the looming climate disaster that is our Earth these days. What difference can I really make? I know many of us ask this kind of question when we hear about heat waves in the Pacific Northwest and snowstorms in the southern United States. But to me, composting isn't actually about saving the planet. I love what composting does to me. I love the way it shapes my worldview and raises my awareness. Composting has changed how I think about the world. And that's what I really want to share with you today. To compost, you don't just need kitchen scraps. You also need water, air, and heat. So if you think about it, composting involves all four of the elementals recognized variously by so many religious and spiritual traditions: water, air, earth, and fire. In Christianity, we talk about living water, the breath of life, earth creatures made from the dust, and the holy fire of resurrections. These are sacred elemental connections we have with one another and with the world around us. So I became captivated when I realized that this is also what is at work in my compost bin. We could think of the compost bin as an ending, as a place for trash, but my compost bin is also a kind of organism filled with life and transformation. It's a living community. Sometimes I see the flies or the slugs, but mostly I don't even see the worm people and the bacteria people who are doing the critical work of composting, turning my trash into fertile soil. Composting helps me remember how much of the work happening in the world today remains unseen and out of sight. It turns out I'm basically a compost bin myself. I transform the food I eat, the water I drink, the air I breathe. I am a living community filled with life. Even though we talk about antibiotic and antifungal treatments to keep us healthy, we actually have a symbiotic relationship with bacteria in our guts and perhaps elsewhere. We need them. That's why we also have a probiotic nutrition industry. The goal is to have balance with the smaller organisms that live in and on us. They are essential to our survival too. We are dancing together in community, not in isolation. We need to pay attention to those relationships. We need to work to stay synchronized, to not trip over one another as we move along our way together. Now, I only have a small suburban backyard, so when I filled up my first plastic compost bin, I moved that first batch of compost into a cardboard box in the corner of my yard. It needed more time. Time's important too. But the bottom of that cardboard literally disintegrated into the compost like magic. I'm not joking, this composting thing is really, it's magic, it's alchemy. They used to be obsessed with turning lead into gold, but I literally put kitchen scraps in a box and it eventually comes out fertile soil. The second time I emptied the plastic compost bin, I was able to put the entire plastic bin of compost in the same cardboard box with the first batch. That's how much my compost pile was collapsing in on itself in transformation, enough to add another entire bin of composting material to that first cardboard box. A few weeks ago, I finally broke down and bought a composting tumbler to help me get a better mixture of air and water into my composting pile. Now, most mornings I go out to spin that plastic drum as a way that I contribute to this transformation. I want to tell you everything. Composting isn't about trash to me. It's not even about saving the earth. For me, composting is a spiritual practice that helps me remember where I come from and where I'm going. It's about processing my experiences, good and bad. It's about transformation, both literal and metaphorical. It's about making something new out of what I've been given. It's about how we are all connected in the web of creation. It feels hard to explain what I see in the compost bin. So I hope you can get it from me as I try to evoke some of these images and these experiences and these feelings. It feels like a great mystery has been revealed to me. I usually like to preach the lectionary because it challenges me, but I landed on this passage from Daniel because of this one line: I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. Now, in full disclosure, it didn't hurt to remember that Daniel in the lion's den, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, are widely recognized by scholars as eunuchs or unmen. This may ring a bell if you read my first book. Daniel can be managed as something like a trans or intersex prophet, but that's a different sermon too. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. And Daniel replied to the king, no wise man, no academic, no enchanter, no scholar, scientist, physicist, no magician, no evolutionary biologist, no ecological historian, no diviner or book author can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. Then Daniel goes to proclaim, but there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. There are some things that simply are not revealed in books. The mechanics of creation are certainly illumined by science, but it also remains a deep mystery. How the scraps of green pepper and cucumber from my meals yesterday can be transformed into the nutrient-rich soil from which I may grow new peppers and cucumbers again next year. My kitchen scraps are not passed on unchanged any more than the traditions of our ancestors are carried intact into the future. We have the responsibility to turn the tumbler that adds sacred air and moisture, the breath of life and living water to traditions we have been given. It is in this tending and turning and transformation that keeps our ancestors relevant rather than by being forgotten in landfill or a library of irrelevance. No shade to our beloved librarians or sanitation workers who tend such monuments for us. Our ancestors and ancestral traditions are not left unchanged by our presence. We are turning, turning, turning. Now, composting doesn't happen without heat. Eastern Orthodox Christians remind us that it is also part of our tradition that as Jesus' dead body lay in the tomb, it was holy fire that brought about resurrection. Resurrection and rebirth are key themes in all of Christian tradition, but the Christian story also includes death. Yes, we admit that death is real. We must grapple with death in the patterns of this world, right? As the song says, that are death dealing. But we also proclaim the mystery of holy fire, which brings new life. None of us were formed from nothing. None of us stands alone. We are all made up of reconfigured bits and pieces. This is the alchemy of life itself. God is still creating. Thank you, Pox. God is still creating. We are agents of transformation. We can take the rotten and rotting bits and pieces we have been left with and make something new. White supremacy, the police state, environmental disaster, economic inequality, cishet endopatriarchy, apples cores, and avocado skin. What might look to so many like disgusting trash, but with wisdom and insight, we can work in community to turn them, turn them, turn them into something new. This is a composting Christianity, composting our trash. May we work together with the earth, with air and water, with heat and fire, with bacteria people and worm people and tree people to conjure and compost a new creation among us. Amen and blessed be.
Come to my river, bathe in waters of grace. Don't hold on to your shame or your past mistakes. Healing water, moving freedom, washing my grace. Come to the wild meadows of my design. Find your place in creation. Watch the birds in the sky. Touch the leaves. Feel the breeze. Here you belong. Take courage, step in, I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestors' songs. You belong. You stand in the strength of a tall maple tree. Find my roots that grow down, holding tree next to seed. Holding in, holding on, here you belong. Take courage, step in. I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestors' songs. You belong. You belong.
The scraps that we need to get rid of, white supremacy, police state, cishet, patriarchy, all the garbage, won't transform without other resources in the pile. Can't just put the celery bits in the pile. You have to add the paper and the leaves. And so it takes resources to transform what we need to transform. And those resources, God has gifted us with financial resources, with time resources, with gifts. And so this is our time not only to do the logistical thing of giving money to support this community and support the composters that we support, the mission organizations, along with the staff of this church and the functions of this church, including the community meal, which is supported through our budget. So you can give financially, electronically, text any amount to 84321, go online to tab united.org/contribute, send a paper check to the church. When you're making a contribution, let us know what it's for, if there's something special that you are directing it toward. But also take this time, as you sing with Pax, take this time to think about the resources that you have been given and the resources that you give, the way you spend your time and your money and your gifts. May it be so.
Oh, healing river, send down your waters, send down your waters upon this land. Oh, healing river, send down your waters and wash the blood from off the sand. This land is parching, this land is burning, no seed is growing in the barren ground. Oh, healing river, send down. Waters down, and let the seed of freedom awake and flourish. Let the deep roots nourish. Let the tall stalks rise. Oh, healing river, send down your waters. The skies, oh. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God, thank you for your presence with us, always. Thank you for the ways that you transform our gifts in community. Thank you for the ways that you show us how to take what is no longer useful, no good to anyone, and throw it in to be transformed. Help us to watch that, to be part of that, to be the tumbler, the wind, the rain, the heat. Help us tend to your work. Thank you for the opportunity to do it with you. Amen.
Amen. And now another element for our composting pile, our prayers, our joys, our concerns, our testimonies all get added in as we realize how important it is to verbalize those things that are buried deep in our hearts and give them to God and to God's community for transformation. So please use the chat function at the bottom of your screen and send whatever is on your heart, prayers for loved ones, concerns for our world, or a faith witness you would like to make. Lucinda will read the prayers as they come in. So let us lift up our prayers and concerns before God.
From Chris Page. My parents have survived marriage to each other for 51 years as of yesterday. Praise God. And happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Sheila, prayers for my sister's memory and health. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Todd Kozer, a call. I am opening my screened porch in Cinnaminson, New Jersey next week for a group sing-along attendance of Zoom church. Contact me if you are interested in attending. So see that note in the chat. And God, in your mercy, we are reconnecting. From Ginny, prayers of gratitude for the children in our midst at TAB and for the opportunity to be children of God ourselves and hear wonderful messages like Todd's. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jennifer and Rose and Levi, prayers of joy, hopefulness, and safety for Laura and her students as school starts a new year tomorrow. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I have prayers for friends of mine whose wedding I officiated in Vermont, where you're allowed to do that. And they have come through a really hard time in their marriage. They're in the blue sky times right now, but they know storms will come at some point. And I pray for them as they prepare themselves for more hard times ahead. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Geneva, for Eloise and Dick, who are on their way to New England for a few weeks of rest. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Taylor. Prayers of thanksgiving for the reminder today that even when I feel like a walking or crawling human compost bin, there is still something magical and full of grace working within me. Amen. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jenny, continue prayers for Lee as she faces the stress of moving. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Pax, and ask for prayer for me and my partner, John, as we combine households and compost together. Prayer for this transition for me and for her. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I would also offer continued prayers for Katie and Heather and Oscar as they have time away for rest and rejuvenation. I pray that God's spirit would be working, healing, rejuvenating. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
And now we lift these prayers and those unspoken prayers of our hearts before God as we sing together.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Oh, children, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Oh God, how wonderful it is that change happens. That things do not just stay the same. That children grow and plants flourish and flowers blossom and then they die. We are part of a mystery that cannot be explained, but it is wonderful to know that we are a part of this process of transformation and new possibilities and new creation. So we pray today in thanksgiving for parents. We pray also for the joy of reconnecting with people we haven't seen in a while. We pray for marriages and relationships through all the twists and turns, that there will be joy mixed in with sadness and struggle and love that comes forth. We pray for our children and for the healing that is possible in any point of our life. We give you thanks that Eloise is doing better. We pray for the magic working within all of us. And we pray especially for those who are going through some difficult transitions, some times of not knowing what will happen next or what will come out. But we also know and give thanks that you are with us. You are with us in all of the times of transition and transformation. You have a steady hand on us, and we do not have to worry because we know that your love is everlasting. We also pray for rest during these summer months, rest for our pastor and her family, and for all of those who are having a chance to travel and journey in nature and see once again the wonder of the world that we are a part of. Oh God, we lift up all these prayers to you now as we share together in the prayer that Jesus taught, using the whatever words that are most comfortable for us or also the prayer that is on the screen. Let us pray. Our parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Let the seed of freedom awake and flourish. Let the deep roots nourish. Let the tall stalks rise. Oh, healing river, send down your waters. Oh, healing river, from out of the sky.
Beloved church family, I charge you to remember that you are a creature of the earth who draws from living water as your source. Go now into the holy fire to be transformed and take with you the breath of life as you conjure and compost a new creation. Amen and blessed be.